Greetings, lovely listeners. Today, I'm going to address a question that one of my dear year one students, Susie, submitted to be answered on the podcast. It's a great one. All right. So, Susie, here you go, and may this help so many other mediums listening. Susie's question is this: Jennifer, how do you give evidence where you're respectful and sensitive around describing race, ethnicity, and body composition? This is such a good one, isn't it? So let's start out with body composition. What I believe Susie is wanting to know is slender versus overweight. I've had spirit come through talking about their rolls hanging over their belt, you know, how they're jiggly, how they love their belly, how people in the family would joke about the belly, right? Bosoms, big-breasted women. A lot of times women identify. In fact, at the seance Saturday night this past weekend, one of my students identified a female in spirit because of her large bosom. And so when we have these, I believe, first of all, that we can deliver the ugliest of truths in all honesty in a way people will receive it if we sugarcoat it enough and use the gentlest of words. I absolutely believe that. And that's actually something I teach in my Sensitive Issues and Contacts class with my year ones. It's super important, okay? And this, while this may not deal with what I actually cover in class, like about spirit talking about sensitive relationships, how they pass, you know, murder, suicide, abuse, rape, right? All these things, abortion. While this topic is different from that, you know, that's what I cover in my Sensitive Issues class. These are also areas that we need to be aware of as mediums to use those gentle words with as well, and deliver it with a coat of sugar, is what I say. So let's talk about the body stuff. These are just think about your words. You have to identify someone as being extremely obese. Usually that comes in when they're wanting to own up to their poor choices with diabetes. I know you mediums listening know what I'm talking about. They'll talk about their plumpness and how the family loved to hug them and people would joke about it and how the spirit person, you know, loved that, you know, even though they know they could have done better. So it's like, how do we say these sensitive issues about the body without, you know, not knowing the client that well, not being a part of the family ourselves and not offending them, right? So here are a few. These are just examples. Pin it. Take from it, use it, whatever you want. Just a few examples of how I would word some of these sensitive topics over body composition. So when I have a male or female come in emphasizing how large they were in size, how overweight they were, I don't say overweight. A lot of times I'll feel the heaviness of the body and here, let me just get into my zone. So I do have a female here. She's definitely very happy and loving with her personality, very supportive of you. She does want to identify herself with her physical appearance. You know, she had quite a lot of mass to her. I'll say something like that. Quite a lot of mass to her. She was a little bit larger, and she makes me feel this would be in width and around the waist. Very, very much filled out here. You see, what else could I say? She's definitely making me feel that her weight was a lot to carry for her bones. I feel heavy mass here, right? And sometimes they joke and come in, it's grandpa, pleasantly plump grandpa, you know, it's like, you know, to say that. And you mediums listening know what I'm talking about. We kind of get this feel of like, oh, we just need to say this, or I'm going to be gentle about this. I feel this spirit person, this overweightness was a sensitive issue. You'll be amazed at in the blend how you're kind of guided to be more direct with this body composition or not. And then like with big-breasted women, okay? she was pretty well endowed. You understand that? She would not hesitate to flaunt that with the types of shirts she wore. I never have people come in and talk about how they were not endowed, like flat-chested. It's always being very well endowed. And a lot of times, listeners, women will identify themselves with their breast size. I don't say boobs. I don't say breasts. I don't say the T word. I usually talk about they're very well endowed. That's what I give for that. I've had guys come in and talk about how they didn't have butts before and like their pants would sag. So I'd usually say, guys, he's making me feel like, you know, his pants were kind of saggy in the back and there wasn't much to hold him up. And then I've had daughters crack up because their dads, you know, had no butts at all. And they would laugh about, say, Dad, pull up your pants, you know, all of that. Let's see, what else do we got about body composition? Hair loss with cancer is a huge one. Sometimes when they give us this wig, they'll say wig, but most of the time they get me to say hair was perfect. Like there wasn't a hair out of place instead of wig. I don't know wig, but there's this perfectionism coming in with hair. And I emphasize their hair was perfect. It was picture perfect, not a hair out of place. I have had men talk about loss of hair, and this kind of relates to the cancer. If they did go around without a wig on and they were bald, I don't say bald. I said, you know, they definitely had some thinning going on at the front of their head. And they're making me feel like there was hair more on the sides of their head. She's giving me the feeling of that there was extreme hair thinning on top. I feel there may not have been much in some areas or parts of her skin on her head. You know, stuff like that I've said before. Susie, if there's any other body composition issue I've had, I have not covered for you, let me know. Weight is a huge one. Now let's get into ethnicity and race. Okay, so just to clarify, for those of y'all that don't know the difference, race is a group of people who share certain physical characteristics, skin color, bone structure, hair texture, biologically. This is attributed biologically, okay? Ethnicity is about culture, nationality, language, shared history, social traits, traditions, customs. Let's start with ethnicity. Okay, how many times have we worked with people from different cultures than us where we're there grunting and grinding and just having to use basic clairs to describe the new food that spirit is sharing with us from their culture they lived here that was different than ours. When you're being presented with all the spread of food or these decorations, Hindu temples, Hinduist and Buddhist places of prayer or worship in the home with certain colors is really cool to experience. I have had that happen a lot. Getting certain teas or services or traditions with table service or cultures or things that, you know, these different cultures do that I had no way of relating to when spirit brought them through. The best that you can do, you don't need to say, okay, what I say is I do feel that this is a different culture that I grew up with, so I'm going to do my best to describe what they're giving me. I do see there is a red and gold color connected here with the serveware, but I feel it's very cultural. I see mainly green tea. I know there's a meaning to this, or I feel like this is a place of prayer in the house or worship. It feels like it is, you know, this type of structure, whatever. It is okay to admit to your client, you know, I don't know much about this culture. May I ask what this culture is? It's this from this country, blah, 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 or this language. It is okay to say that I'm not familiar with it that well, but I will do the best to describe to you what they're showing me. And usually it's about food or religion or traditions, which is so cool to experience. So let the client know you don't know much, it's different from yours, and you're going to do your best to describe it. And it's really cool to experience these things as a medium, because you basically, spirit will take you through one clear at a time. Like food, if you can't name the dish, you've never had it. You can't call it for what it is. Very rarely will you get that audient word to give it to you. Most of the time, mediums, you have to piece together that new dish that spirit is sharing with you. That is huge in identifying the female in spirit, and probably the sitters in front of you favorite dish this lady in spirit cooked. So what you do is spirit will go slow with you. And what you do is you do it one by one clear. So I see a color with this dish. It's primarily brown. I know that there is some sort of gravy or sauce on it. It tastes more salty to me. And it feels like this is almost like a baked meat of some sort, but it's not, you know, a dish that I know. Would this resonate with you? You see, and with all these different traditions, languages, you'll hear it. You've got to express that you don't know it, and you piece it together. Okay. When it comes to race, probably, of course, the most sensitive topic here, I think, to cover between that ethnicity and body composition. With race, honestly, do you know, I had a person from a different race sit in front of me and ask me if I was able to talk to people from their race in spirit, which was different than my own. I was shocked. I thought, how does someone come to think that because they are a different race than the medium, that the medium, they question whether or not the medium can work with a different race, you know, other than their own? And I just thought, you know, people need to be educated about this. Race does not determine whether you can pull a contact through good or not, if it's the same race or different than the mediums. Okay. But how we describe this, most of the time, spirit does not call out their race to me. You mediums working know this. You know this. They never identify with race. I have seen mediums reach for race, especially when they know that there's a multiracial group they are working for. But spirit never really gives their race. Have you noticed that? The few times I've had a spirit emphasize their race, it is because it was evidence based on who they were. And it was mom, dad, granddad, grandma in spirit coming through, expressing proud to be the skin color they were, proud to be this race, proud to be, Filipino, proud to be, trying to think of ones where I've really, proud to be Hispanic, Mexican, proud. And then sometimes they bring the evidence that they didn't necessarily like living in America and they want to be back in their homeland. You know, race is talked about when it is evidence. Same with ethnicity. Same with body composition. They will bring it as evidence. It will also tie into the message of what they want to say. You know, if there is an overweight person acknowledging it, there may be some sort of health acknowledgement in the message, or be comfortable in your own skin. If they're acknowledging ethnicity and traditions and culture and language, there's something going on in the client's life, maybe where culture is being touched on, especially right now. If the spirit person talks about race, there's probably something going on in the client's life that deals with race. You know, feeling more comfortable with your race, being around a new race for the first time. All the sensitive topics are talked about based on what the message is for the client right now, which, as you know, is based on what they're going through. I do not think it is our job when we have a spirit person come in, our job as a medium. It's not our job as a medium when we have a spirit person to come in to identify them by body size, race, and ethnicity. They never do that. That's not That's not what we do when we meet new people here. And like I said, if you ever want to understand the people in spirit, just look at humanity, look at us. When I meet someone new, do I say, "Hi, I'm Jennifer, I'm white, and I have your traditional white American culture keeping up with the Joneses factor, and I speak English, you know, and I am, you know, got some nice padding around my tummy because I like to eat well." Do I say that when I introduce myself to people? No. Spirit people don't do that either. But I tell you what they will do when, you know what, if they know that I'm struggling with my weight, with my health, or my daughter, who knows, or my sister, or my mom, and there's health issues, or I had a situation where I was brought into awareness of ethnicity and race, being different, conforming, beating to my own drum, something in my life that's going on with that, you bet that one of my family members, the most qualified to talk to me about these issues, will step up to the plate and they will bring it up. And it will be the one who's best to talk to me in these areas with what I have going on in my life. So they don't identify themselves by that. We don't. It's always about what the client needs to hear. But if you have to talk about race, like skin color, I always say tone of skin. I don't necessarily say skin color. Have I outright called Mexican, Black, White, Hispanic, Asian, Filipino, Japanese, Korean, German, Irish? Yes, I have. But if someone wants to emphasize the actual shade of their tone, skin tone, which hardly ever happens, I will say the tone of the skin. And what I do is I look at the client and I say, honestly, their tone is a little bit lighter than yours, almost like a caramel. I actually said that like a month ago. And I had a Black lady in front of me, and she said, "Well, that's my grandfather. He was like caramel. He was real light." And I was like, "Yeah." And he had beautiful skin, actually. I was not in the moment worried about saying and reaching, "Oh my gosh, is this family member Black? Are they white? Are they mixed? Are they?" I was not there because as mediums, we're not supposed to be there. But this grandfather, to identify which side of the family, showed me this this beautiful caramel color to his skin. And then my client, she was definitely darker with the shade of skin color. So there are different, you know, we can be gentle about this. Some people don't care. Some people are more sensitive to talking about it. I say always coat it with sugar because we don't know our sitters. Sometimes we meet them for the first time in these sessions, you know? So I hope I covered everything, Susie. You can always message me on Messenger and I will respond. But very good stuff, rolling up sleeves and, you know, throwing it on the table to talk about, because we need to talk about these sensitivities that come up. We do want our sitters to feel good and supported and comfortable for them to open up to us as mediums and also bring some understanding to them about the spirit world, right? And that just because a medium is a certain race doesn't mean they only pull that race from spirit, which is really, you know, some people just don't know. So anyway, listeners, I hope you found this to be a very enlightening and educational podcast. As always, if you have questions, email me jenniferfezio@gmail.com, and I will talk to you next episode. Thank you for listening. Also, if you like it, please leave a rating. It takes 5 seconds. Spotify, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars, or Apple, same. I would so appreciate it if you would do that, listeners. Much love. Talk to you later.